Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our first runner-up today, right here in the great state of Washington, down in Vancouver. This is a guy who boarded a city bus in Vancouver on Friday and said, "This is mine." Pointed a gun at the driver and said, "You're going to take me to Portland." All the passengers were let off the bus and they said, so the only way we can get down there is we get on the freeway. So they get on the
freeway. Stay behind the white line, please.
They get on the 205. This is Friday afternoon. It's rush hour traffic going into Portland.
It's always a mess on 205.
So they hit a wall of traffic, and they couldn't get anywhere. I mean, they weren't moving anywhere. And then there were, you know, they heard the sirens coming from behind them, the cops. The cops were able to get other cars to move out of the way, and they arrested this guy. Then we got the car dealer employee who stole a customer's vehicle.
Yeah, she dropped the truck off there for some service at the dealership and went about running her errands with another car later in the day. And then seeing her pickup truck driving down the road, so she follows it to see if it makes it to its destination safely. Its destination was a Lowe's home improvement store, and the employee of the dealership was just taking the truck out for a run to Lowe's to grab some things. He got fired.
You can't really explain that one away. But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today goes to the woman who is suing Nicolas Cage for spousal support after they were married for a grand total of 4 days.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And TMZ reports, and these two got married, it was a month ago. And they were in Vegas, and Nicolas Cage says he was just drunk.
They went on a 4-day bender or something.
He was drunk the whole time, doesn't even know what happened. So they were married for 4 days, and they both agreed, you know, we probably shouldn't be married. Let's get this divorce done.
So it was fun. Let's call it off.
So they get divorced, and now she's coming after him for spousal support after 4 days of marriage.
Who is the Better Call Saul lawyer that is taking that case, man?
Now, she is saying, well, we knew each other for a year, but they were all married for 4 days. And she says her reputation has been damaged.
He's probably going to pay something, whatever money he's got left. He's probably going to pay something just to make it go away. Just please.
Yeah, well, and she also wants him to pay for her legal fees, too.
4 days.
Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner.
Is Nick Cage the Knucklehead?
No, they're both knuckleheads, but she's the one she's suing for
4 days.
For 4 days. Come on. You could probably get there are other ways you could probably get some scratch out of him. Yeah. You know, he probably, I don't know, like you said, maybe he doesn't have much money left, but you probably could get your lawyer to make an agreement with his lawyer. I won't say anything about those 4 days or anything about the Vegas experience if you just give me a little something-something over here, a little check.